Hey y'all, this is We Have Thoughts, and today we are talking about Archer, Season 6, Episode 7, Nellis.
And guys, this synopsis is real good. You ready?
Alright, here we go.
The gang visits Area 51 while on a rescue mission.
Also, we forgot to intro each other again.
Yeah, because we fucking suck.
So, I'm Crystal.
I'm sorry. I'm Anna.
This is Joy, and I don't suck.
Whatever.
I mean...
I don't really
it's
know.
A late one for us,
I don't
guys.
I know what's happening right now. Okay, so Archer.
Fill in the blanks, girl.
I think so. Joy and Anna have seen it before.
I fucking love Archer. That trash shit that I love.
How far have you seen?
I haven't seen this episode.
Me either.
No. I think I saw up to season 4 or 5.
Did
I can't
you
remember.
See her pregnant and
yes.
have the baby?
Yeah.
I remember her pregnant.
I think that's season 5.
I remember her pregnant. I remember her having the baby and naming it Abigine. That's all I remember.
Abigine.
I love that name. So I've never seen the show.
What'd you think?
And
did you have any
I think I left twice.
It was a good episode, but it wasn't the best episode. I think definitely its heyday was the first 3 or 4 seasons.
Yeah, first 3 seasons. Oh my god. Like
so
literally fucking,
funny.
Fucking cackling,
what,
dying
what
on
makes
the
it
couch.
Funny? Like what?
They're just so fucking dumb. And
they're
I think
ridiculous.
the character interactions, like everybody, it's like regular people dialed up to 100. Like regular people on crack. Sometimes they are literally on crack. And it's fucking
Pam
hilarious.
Pam's crack addiction.
Pam legit was a cracky cocaine.
She's like shoveling in. I love
I
Pam.
I fucking
Poobie.
Love Pam. And Cheryl
and
Carroll.
The fact. My dad and I were talking about Archer last night, and he was like, really? The best episode. I was reminding him that we actually have a fucking podcast, and he should listen to us. Hi, Dad.
What's up? Francisco.
Hey, Anna's dad.
Wait, that's his name, right?
Francisco? Okay.
Francisco.
Hey, like, oh, no, Francisco, shout out.
Hola, Bandre. But we were talking about how, I think it's like season 3, I forget what episode he said, but it's the episode where Archer realizes that Pam is the greatest lover he's ever had. Because of course she is.
Of course she fucking is. Look at
with
that
her
bitch.
Fucking bear claws.
I love Pam. Okay, so the thing is that like so all of these characters are fucking ridiculous.
They're awful human beings.
They're the worst. Literally the worst team of
Maybe
people that you could ever put together.
Of Lana.
Yeah, like Lana's pretty great.
She's not
Lana!
The worst.
Yeah.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Do you want ants? Because this is how you
this
get
This is
ants.
How we get ants. What's the oh, okay, I'll look it up in a minute. But I love that in the when we go flashback to the office and Mallory's alone, she's calling out for ice.
Yeah.
There's still the fucking stain on the floor from where they killed that guy in episode 1. It's still there. I was like, yes.
This show is like the dumbest piece of shit, but also
so great.
Hilarious. Like, I used to watch this show, like, after I was hanging out with my friend Jesse. We would just, like, eat a ton of food and then get really drunk and then watch the show. And I have just, like, a lot of our friendship is based off of this show. Just because it's so ridiculous. And, like, sometimes we just look at each other and we're like, oh, my God, you're Pam. And it's great.
I love that she doesn't remember Charlene. I think that's the last season I watched is the Charlene.
Yeah.
Because that was a weird... They were like in, they were somewhere, they were trapped in like a palace. I forget it, but.
This
phrasing,
show.
That's the catchphrase I like when they're like, phrasing. Whenever they say something dirty. I just love this show so much.
This is not a show that you need a brain for, really.
Yeah, it's a great palate cleanser.
Yeah, just when after you're like, I feel like after I watch The Americans, I'm probably gonna watch this a little bit because it's like, I need something like stupid that I don't need to try to like pay attention to.
My last note is this show is so stupid, it's great.
It really is. Like, fucking any interaction.
What year is this set in?
Now.
It's pretty.
Because like when he's calling the girl in the beginning, it's like some old timey like.
Well, that's because Archer's fucking stupid. And he probably like had everything stolen from him.
Yeah, he's really dumb. Like, so his mom.
So do you know what the basis of the show is? So
yes,
there's
I know. No, I don't know anything.
Their secret
Secret agents.
They're spies.
Yeah.
They're spies.
Every time
spies
say Archer, for hire. We'll start laughing, and that's all. That's the surprise we get.
It's really like how she feels when we talk about Lost, and we just start crying.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
Probably. So they're Clueless. Spies. They're, but they're not tied to the government. They're like.
They're like for hire spies.
Yeah, and what's so great is the show is older. Like, one of the I don't remember when the show started, but they're
this episode was in 2015.
15? Okay. So this is season 6. That's math I don't want to do right now.
Shout out.
They're 2009? Called ISIS.
Oh my
and
God.
And when ISIS but became a thing. But that
was before ISIS was a thing.
Oh no.
And so when ISIS became a thing, they had to, change their name.
Ooh. It was like a whole thing.
Wait,
it was
like do people on ISIS watch Archer?
I don't think so, but probably like it's probably not good to have a spy team called ISIS. ISIS. That's kind of serious.
It's like the beginning of that season was them changing the name.
All right.
They've done the dumbest things. I think it's so funny because H. John Benjamin, is that his name?
Yeah.
H. John Benjamin, yeah.
Who does
Bob's Burgers.
I prefer my H. John Benjamin the Bob's Burgers way.
It's so funny because like for the longest time, I was watching both of these shows but like couldn't get that connection there. I was like.
Are you serious?
Yes, because like they're two totally different characters.
They're exactly the same voice, though.
Not necessarily. Is that what?
This is the episode I was talking about where he says the prayer to the Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
Because I know it is. Like, I know it is. But, like, I'm very visual, so I see them as two totally different people. Because, like, Archer is Archer, and Bob is and Bob.
Bangable. Sorry, Dad, don't listen to this.
Even though she said at the beginning to listen to it.
I take it back.
This is not the episode you want to listen to, Dad.
I'm going
to. This cast is hilarious because. What's the name of that blonde lady who's like the best friend in every movie?
Judy Greer. She's an everything. Judy Greer. She's
everything. I love her.
What an agent she has. Like, gets her to work all the time.
Her memoirs or autobiography, whatever you want to call it, title is my favorite. I don't know where you know me from.
Because she's in everything.
Because she's in everything.
Was she in The Wedding Planner? Is that the one? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And in 13 Going on 30.
If you think she's in it, she's probably in it.
Yeah. Yeah. 13 Going on 30. God, she was so great. I love her. She's so funny. She cracks me the fuck up with Cheryl Carroll. Like
Cheryl Carroll. I can never get a fucking name right. And no, then she becomes Charlene and becomes a famous country singer.
Oh my God.
And she's just not anymore.
It's just really funny. And then Aisha Tyler.
Oh
my God. That woman. She's amazing.
Krieger is he's probably the creepiest of the bunch.
Yeah. Krieger and all of his like weird science experiments that happen. The
I love Archer's fear of robots. I like, can't do it. But a friend and I went to Caddo Lake a few years ago, and we rented a rowboat, and we're like, oh man, there's like alligators here in Caddo Lake. And I immediately thought of Archer because he's terrified of alligators. It's like his biggest fear.
Of course the episode we end up watching had to be aliens. Fucking aliens.
We have a lot of space themed episodes coming out.
Oh, we do.
Just
what? That's space too? Okay. I kind of wish we had watched an episode from like the earlier seasons.
Me too.
Because they're classic. They just
This is when the show is like trying to reinvent itself. Not reinvent itself, like start from scratch.
You should be drunk all the time.
I'm not drunk.
Anna, you should drink every time we do a podcast.
I'm just very tired.
I know, but the wine AKA helps too. AKA drunk. She's wine tired. She's tired from drinking so much wine.
I didn't even have that much. I'm such a wimp.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
You can get drunk faster. It's cheaper.
For you. It's fine. You're not a wimp. You're just Anna.
You know what? I haven't ruled out having another one once we're done.
Oh,
some
okay.
good wine you got, by the way.
Which one did
you got? Oh, she's speaking slang. Look at her. She's so urban with that wine. With that
oh my
wine
God.
So urban.
Oh my God.
Ew.
Okay, so I'm going to
be called Lil Jon in a minute.
I'm officially gonna start using the term Jack Dick. Can't see Jack Dick. Because Pampoon is like my spirit animal.
So we had the captions on, and it bleeps out Dick on the captions, even though he said it, and you can hear it. It just says bleep in parentheses.
Jack Dick. See Jack.
I have almost no notes on this because it was just like, it's just a stupid comedy.
And
like,
it went by really quickly.
Yeah. It's like 20 minutes maybe.
But I did love that he had lipstick stains on his t-shirt.
Yes. That's such a thing. I every time I see him, I'm just like, this is like trash Mad Men. So this is like trash John Hamm.
You know, that the guy, the old man who played Woodhouse actually passed away. Wow. And Woodhouse died on the show. And like,
oh, no. Wait, yeah. I think I vaguely remember Woodhouse dying.
So Woodhouse is Archer's manservant.
So Archer's this like...
old man.
He's in the now era, but he's very like 1960s chauvinistic, like piece of shit.
Look at his mom.
Yeah, which when you...
Mallory's a piece of shit, too.
Yeah. Calling out for eyes.
And trying to pay poor Lana to change her baby's name. And she must get baptized in a white church.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Mallory's the worst. There is not a redeemable person in this team other than Lana. This is just...
Well, maybe Carol, Cheryl, Charlene, because she's really just dumb as... She's just so fucking dumb.
Okay, I guess you can excuse her idiot, but...
The other ones, I feel like they're more cognizant of what they're doing.
Yeah.
Cheryl, like Carol, Charlene, whatever her fucking name is. Nah. She's just dumb to be dumb. So would you watch this?
I told Crystal before we started watching it, I was like, you were either going to love it or you're going to hate it. I didn't think she was going to love it.
I don't see this.
I mean, I laughed twice, but I was like, this is not funny. And I felt like it was a lot of inside jokes I wouldn't understand. That's what it felt like.
I feel like that's why we should have watched like one of the earlier seasons, because then it's all that build of stuff.
I mean, it sure should be funny because it's funny, not because I have to like know all this stuff beforehand.
Well, I know, but I think they're like pandering to people that are clearly watching this, because this is season six.
It's the middle of the season.
It's not an everybody show.
This is a phoned-in episode.
A phoned-in episode?
Like, they didn't... They phoned it in. Like, they didn't try.
You never heard that phrase before?
No.
Oh, really? Oh. Yeah. Like, is that an American thing? They just kind of, like, they're bullshitting it. They're like, whatever.
No.
They're phoning it in. They're not thinking about it. Just...
They're not putting their full effort into it.
I think I've heard you say that before, but I just kind of was like, okay.
Again, she's staring at us like we're stupid. Because she's stupid.
There's a couple of phrases that I've said that you're like, what?
I just don't know, like, what does that come from?
America is late.
Why is this not Arkansas?
Arkansas.
America is plain.
It's plain.
I am Confucian.
I just love that. Yeah, that opening.
Or just, like, banging on the keys.
She has other videos, and I don't remember what her name is, but I saved her videos, and, like, I saved links, like, bookmarked them on my computer, but I can't find them anymore, which sucks, because she's so fucking funny. She's so hilarious. I don't remember who she is. I don't remember her name.
It's me.
It's you, secretly.
No, it's not.
Was that a Vine originally? I would never get or just, like, a video?
I think she was originally on Vine, yes.
Because I remember saying that on Vine, but I don't know if that was made into a Vine.
I think she did. And I think she just had, like, a YouTube where she posted other videos and stuff.
That one time we recorded a YouTube video?
Oh, yeah. So if anyone wants to see the very, very beginnings of this, me and Crystal reviewed.
Or don't.
Whatever.
Big Little Lies, and we talked about
Big Little Lies. Yeah, that's what it was. We reviewed Big Little Lies.
It was, like, Saturday morning or something, afternoon. Mm-hmm. Our hairs are in buns, greasy foreheads, coffee, tea.
Oh, that was a good morning. Did we have pancakes that morning?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
I think we did.
Because I woke up and you were like, you missed it. We talked about it. I was like, oh, okay, great, thanks. Love you too.
I thought you were asleep.
Wake you up.
Same with you guys.
I don't like waking people up. because I don't like being woken up. That always sucks.
Okay, so this was a riveting episode. But since it was I'm a short
so
one,
sorry, this is not entertaining at all.
Since it was
go
a short
watch
one,
like season one of Archer.
Since it was a short one and we haven't done it in a while, Crystal, what are you currently watching?
I just finished Dancing with the Stars. So
how was it?
And that's like my trashy show. I watch that like I don't care. How was it?
Trash.
Typical. Basic. Watching Legion. Still very good.
How's Legion, you guys?
It's oh my god.
I'm so behind.
This best episode, Dan Stevens, y'all. Dan Stevens.
Is there gonna be some Emmy nods this year?
Probably not, because this show is so weird. I don't think the Emmy voters will understand
out there.
What they're
maybe design and
it'll definitely get like
technical
stuff, because the cinematography is excellent.
Insane.
And I honestly think the show is so above, because I don't even get it half the time, but it's very above people's heads.
Mm-hmm.
That they really wouldn't know what they're awarding.
So I wouldn't be able to
and they're purposefully being like they're purposefully above your head, like they're not.
Yeah.
They're not going to dumb it down for
they're not
going
to dumb it down
which
for
is,
you.
Which I love, because yeah. I feel like a lot of shows do it too much. They
but
explain
also
too much.
They want it to be, I think like they want it to be confusing. They don't want it to make sense.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be trippy.
And because David's brain is so trippy and messed up and confusing.
Yeah.
The show has to be that too.
So I'm really behind. I just finished episode 2.
What happened in the last episode?
Episode
2?
Yeah.
Oh god.
I was telling Joy, I was like, episode 2 for me, I feel like not a lot happened.
Yeah.
It was
it's okay.
I was like, but aesthetically it was still so interesting to watch.
It
just so yeah, I just need to buckle down and watch it.
These last 3 episodes?
I think it's hard for me because I can only watch it out here in the living room. And I like
oh, you poor thing.
Want to lay in bed and watch them.
And then you'll fall asleep. Because you don't lay on the couch and watch TV?
No, I do.
You'll be fine.
Joy, what are you watching?
Yeah, what are you watching?
What are you watching?
I asked you first.
What did you... You
She's
were next
you win,
you were
so
talking about...
Her.
What am I watching? Am I watching anything? Hold on.
The shows we need
What's
to
on
this
the
thing.
DVR? I barely watch those. Oh, I was watching RuPaul's Drag Race. Drag Race?
Drag Race?
I have not had a drop of alcohol and I still can't talk.
Shut up.
You know what? I haven't been watching a lot of stuff because I've been working a fuck ton.
You have been.
Fuck work. Whatever. Stupid.
Yay work.
But I need money, so whatever.
You're being proud of you.
Like, holla.
Thanks.
You're taking ass and kicking names.
Oh my gosh. Shut up.
That will never not be funny.
That
or why is Gamora? what did I do? I rewatched Captain America: Civil War. Not
Again?
Civil War. The Winter Soldier.
Oh.
Yeah. That was great.
Like after we watched it?
Yes.
I rewatched Spider-Man: Homecoming.
Well, that's a good one. Did you hear the rumor that
Jake Gyllenhaal? Yeah, the love of your life.
Yeah, he signed on, I think.
He signed
Which
on?
Which is interesting because he, a little bit of good movie discussion. He's signing on to play a villain, but I feel like he is... he's a high caliber actor. Mm-hmm. I would think he'd want to sign on for maybe this villain has like a meteor role and it's going to be like longer than one movie or something. Cause he,
but see, I could see him just doing one movie cause he doesn't want to be tied to the franchise.
That's what
did
I,
you ask him that?
No, but I can see that
when you rolled over
see...
in bed, when you woke up together, did you ask him, hey sweetie, with your eggs for breakfast, do you also want to sign on to multiple movie deals?
Are you listening to our conversations, Joy? How rude. I told you
I'm just saying
spying.
Our rooms are next to each other. I can hear you. I heard you talking to Jake. That's okay.
Oh, my God.
True.
Because he didn't get the Batman role because he was supposed to be Batman.
He was supposed to be Batman?
Yeah, and he didn't get it. Oh. And Ben Affleck can't decide if he wants to leave or not. So whatever.
Fuck Ben Affleck.
So then he got... Ooh. Oh my god! So talking shit with Joy, you need to have a Ben Affleck episode because I
maybe
have a lot.
Talking shit with Joy should just be a segment of this podcast.
Sure.
No, but because we're not,
you're not bitchy enough. I just
no,
complain.
I mean, like,
I just bitch all the time.
I feel like a lot of what we bitch about is gonna have to be like. Anyways, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
Sorry.
What have I watched? Okay, Netflix tells me that I watched. Oh, Dear White People came back. I did start watching that.
I've never
I did.
Seen that. Not even a movie.
It's amazing. Groundbreaking. Beautiful. Fresh. Yes. Awesome. A plus.
Oh, did you see that movie?
Like, wow. Like, totally freaked me out. I mean, right on.
Torah, sure. Number one.
Well, talk about that movie y'all saw
Disobedience. Last week.
Oh, what?
I was out of town, so.
Well, Joy and I saw Disobedience, and we really enjoyed it. And
we also met officially in person. Fried Papita.
Well, they did. I did not.
Fried Papita. We love Fried Papita.
Anna really likes fries. I also like fries. And homegirl's really cool. Also.
Yeah, we had a really great time.
Her girl's really cool. She has beautiful curly hair. Beautiful. I wish my hair did that day. It was just fucking everywhere. This movie, Disobedience, was stunning. Beautiful. Acting. The acting in this. I was telling Crystal, the tension was so palpable. When the three of them were in the room in the kitchen in the beginning, Jesus, like...
Even if you hadn't seen the trailer and knew it was coming, you could feel like it was headed in that direction.
Mm-hmm. And I love that they played it out that way. It was so well done. And we'll talk about it properly later. But yeah. That movie was Disobedience. Rachel Weisz.
Rachel Weisz and Rachel McAdams. And the dude from
Jurassic Park 3.
Jurassic Park 3.
Muy bien.
I don't think I've watched much of anything because I have not had time.
Yeah, you've been soups busy.
None of these things have I seen. I haven't caught up on... I'm, like, way behind on The Americans. I actually think the series finale is tomorrow, and I have not caught up yet.
You've been keeping up with Handmaid's Tale.
Fuck Kardashian. I did. Oh, okay, so I did watch The Handmaid's Tale. I watched... The first three or four? First three or four. God, this show. I might literally have to, like, stop.
Do that you bad? Think... Okay, so...
Not, like, bad. Like, no, it's super, like, well bad. Done, but, like...
A lot.
Hard to watch.
Content-wise, yeah, I want to, like, throw up. Like, I'm, like, crawling in my skin, like, trying to watch these things happen to these people.
I just finished season two of 13 Reasons Why.
I can't with that show.
It was... I didn't watch not it. Not very good. Okay, so I mostly watched it because I watched season one and I was curious to see how they were going to continue it without a book as a source material. And do you think...
Same, that's also why...
Do you think Handmaid's Tale is kind of overdoing it now that they're not bound to the source material?
I think I get the idea of what they're trying to do and explore more of what isn't source material because you get, like, what it's like... like in the banished lands where all the other women have to go work. You get a little bit
more exploring of the world that was created. Yeah,
like Canada and what's happening in the present time.
But do you feel like they're maybe taking it
too far without
having something to tether them down?
I think it's just the violence is a little gratuitous because specifically violence against women in media, in movies and stuff like this is... an issue because there's too much of it and it's too graphic and it's exploitive. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, like, I want to keep knowing the story.
Yeah.
But I think that it's getting to the point where I'm probably just going to fast forward through a few scenes because I don't want to see somebody, like, hurt and abused and, like, all these other things.
Right.
Because it's traumatic. I'm sure, like, thankfully, like, this isn't... I can't say it's not happening because I'm sure these things are happening in other parts of the world and just, like, in things that we cannot see.
Right.
Because one of the criticisms for the show in the beginning was that, like, these things and these sort of regimes are in existence currently, just not in the United States. So that's why, like, it's not... We don't pay attention to it because it's not happening here, but it is happening in other places. But I think just that, like... I won't watch 13 Reasons Why for personal reasons.
Yeah.
And I might have to stop watching this for just personal life reasons. It's just a lot. It's a lot. And in the beginning, in like the first season, it was more justified. But I found the exploration of like the world and what happened, what got them to that point is really interesting. But I don't think I need to actually see how it got there.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Just, like, hint at it in a way. Don't, like...
Or explore it without deep diving into it.
Yeah. Because it's getting to be a lot.
So, okay, I've watched 13 Reasons Why, and I watched the first season hoping that it was going to tackle these issues in a way that was going to be helpful and beneficial and start an open dialogue with parents and teachers and whatever, because it's important content. Like, what they're talking about is super important.
Mm-hmm.
Season one, because there's the source material, I felt like they did okay. It wasn't the best. And it wasn't until I read someone talking about how she was using suicide as revenge with the tapes that I was like, oh shit, like she totally was. Like she was using the tapes and her suicide as revenge to the people that had wronged her. So it was hard to watch, and it was a lot. And so I watched season two because I was curious to see how they were going to continue it without mm-hmm. the source material.
Same.
And I think they just took it, A, in the wrong direction, and B, too far. They did handle some storylines really well. They handled some storylines of people recovering post-sexual assault and watching that person go through that journey was done really well.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of last season, another kid tried to kill himself, and he didn't succeed. So it was him recovering from that. And I think they did that storyline pretty well. But in most other places, they screwed the pooch, and it was just not a good season. They took it way too far in certain places, and it fell flat in other areas where it was trying to be meaningful.
My thing with that show is that, like, I read in the beginning when it first came on that they went and they did their research and, like, talked to psychiatrists and doctors and, like, people that have gone through these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people that they had consulted with were really upset because the showrunners did the exact opposite of what they told them to do in what would be helpful. And instead of doing what was helpful, they just did what they wanted, which, okay, fine, it's your show, whatever, fuck you. But it's to the point where it's, like, harmful to other people
yeah.
to be showing those things in the manner that they're showing them.
Yeah.
Because it's not a good, it doesn't.
I will say
it's a bad influence.
The rape scene in season one, while it was so incredibly hard to watch, I think it was really important because it showed her talking about it was a big conversation about consent and watching him think he had it or trying to convince himself that he had the consent.
Well, like, I can't.
That was really interesting. The part at the end, I think we could have done without, but
I think I can't. I haven't seen the show, so I can't specifically talk to that show. But from the things that I've read from it, and I think just certain things like that, it's not necessary to see.
Yeah, they could have cut away before.
I because another. The event. You know what? Actually, that reminds me. I only ever saw a little bit of Rain, the show that was on the CW. Mary Queen of Scots.
No. Oh.
Yeah. One of those shows.
R E I G N. Is that how you spell Rain? Okay.
Not like rain falling from the clouds. Yeah.
That rain. As in rain, go away.
Mary Queen of Scots, Rain. Yeah.
Yeah.
There. It was a spinoff. That was a. Right? No. It was just like a CW original, whatever. But obviously not very accurate.
It did so it's a CW. Well.
They got through a lot of story in the seasons that they did. But anyways, I watched part of that, and then a lot of controversy happened around them having a storyline like that, and that they didn't film it. They filmed it in an unfortunate sort of way because it was less about the victim and more about the situation and who was in control of it. And I think that's kind of what I'm getting from what I've read from 13 Reasons Why. And I think because people who have gone through those things have, like, I guess condemned it in a way, it's not necessarily something that people should be seeing or that should get as much views as it does.
Well, I'm officially done with it. I'm not going to watch it if it comes back.
Yeah. The Handmaid's Tale, I'm not done, but I'm definitely going to fast forward through a lot of it.
Yeah. But on a happier note, I did rewatch Kimmy because it's coming back next week. The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Wait,
it's coming back next week?
No. I didn't. I'll rewatch the whole season when the second half of this season comes.
Oh, I forgot. They're doing it
split. So what are they doing? Like 6 and then 7?
I don't know. I just know they're splitting it. The final season.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, this is why I need your brain. As a you know all the TV behind the scenes stuff. But was also, really fun. If anyone knows, just as a side note, if anyone knows of a TV media studio sort of job, somebody I'm inquiring on behalf of a friend.
In the DFW area.
In the DFW area, yeah. Dallas, Fort Worth, Metroplex, around here. Or, you know, there's an airport real close by so she can fly.
She ain't leaving us.
Just any inquiries on studio jobs. What was the title of what you wanted to do? Script supervisor?
Oh, we're talking about being a script doctor. That'd be a cool job.
That would be really fun.
It would be really great. And I think Crystal would be really good at it because she's a good
script doctoring service.
Oh my god.
She's a great editor.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I
think she'd be really good at this job. Anyways, if anyone studio execs are totally listening to us right now.
What if they are?
First of all,
we have lots of great opinions. Also, let's pitch our sitcom, please.
Oh, you were saying that like a really good cold open for our sitcom that, you know, that we have planned is us talking to her like, what? And just different forms of what. Whenever we talk, she's like, what?
What?
And we respond with what and just keeps going back and forth.
For like 5 minutes straight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that has realistically happening. Anyways, mm-hmm. Other than that, I really only have been watching two shows because I don't have time. You rewatched Kimmy Schmidt, and that was super fun because while I had lunch, dinner, whatever I was eating.
My favorite thing about rewatching it is I would skip the intro because after like third or fourth episode.
How dare you?
But what's really fun is when you hit skip intro at the beginning, you have to catch it at the like when it starts. You hit skip intro right before it goes into the rest of the show. You hit, damn it! It clips it's it telling right there. You, like, It's so great. So it great. Made me laugh every time.
That's so funny.
Welcome to the singing laundromat. We are not responsible for theft. I loved Kimmy Schmidt.
Kimmy Schmidt puts a smile on my face.
Amen.
So whenever you want to start that bitching with joy, let me know.
Yeah, let us both know. We've got some things to bitch about.
We have so many things.
So many thoughts.
I mean, it doesn't have to be like an hour-long episode. It can be like, you know.
We'll do 15 minutes here and there.
30 minutes, that's it.
It doesn't have to be weekly either. It can be like,
yeah, just whenever you have
ideas. Whenever I feel like bitching.
Once a month. We sit down and just have a bitch sit.
Bitch fest.
Because I have so many ideas.
Bitch.
At least
bitch,
two.
Bitch.
Money.
I don't know why that felt.
Why money?
I don't know. That's just what popped in my head.
Money on the brain. I like that.
Money on the brain.
Ooh. Okay, guys. It's getting late, and I really need to go to bed.
And
the dishwasher started.
Yeah. So it's going to be pretty fucking loud.
Okay.
Also, these Cheetos are calling my name. Thanks for listening. Rate, subscribe, follow review, on Twitter.
Like us, love us, share us.
Call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
Follow us on our personal Twitter and our podcast Twitter.
Also, we have an Instagram that I'm updating finally weekly as our posts come out, kind of.
It's getting there. We're trying.
It's getting there.
We're a busy person. We're also trying to live tweet more when we watch TV. It's hard because we have things we got to do, like Anna lives tweets the 100, and I was tweeting Dancing with Stars, and I was.
Ooh, speaking of dancing, World of Dance will be back.
I can talk a little bit about that when we'll talk about it. I probably won't podcast about that, but I'm definitely gonna podcast about So You Think You Can Dance.
That's the big one.
And we won't even do that till top 10 anyway. So
yeah, So You Think You Dance will definitely be on. We'll be live tweeting World of Dance, so tweet that with us.
Or any other shows you suggest to us to live tweet or whatever. Just talk to us. Just be our friends.
Yeah.
Love us.
If you're really cool, maybe you'll get an invite to the Halloween party this year.
Apparently, we're known for Halloween parties now.
No, we're for real. Yeah.
Hey, why don't I have like a Titanic themed party?
What?
A Titanic themed party?
I thought you said a tie neck.
Like a tie?
What?
Like tie-dye?
I have, that's why I was so confused, like a tie neck.
We're having a tie-dye party.
What?
What's a tie neck party?
What?
The way she sit to her head to the side like, what? That was so funny.
All right, time for everybody to go to bed. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Subscribe, follow.
Love us.
Be our friends.
Bye.
Leave us. Bye. Bye.